Let's talk, page 13. How to record memories.
I have a very precious book at home. No, it isn't Shakespeare, Dahl, or Tolkien. It was written by my great aunt. She wrote about her parents, grandparents, and other relatives. It isn't very interesting for anyone except our family, but it is dear to me. It makes all my great-grandparents and relatives come alive. That's why I write a diary of my own family, to leave something that will make us something more than just old photographs to our grandchildren. And that's nice, and sometimes funny reading for us. How about you? Do you think it's important to record memories? Example, you're having a great time with friends and take a selfie. You know exactly where and when and what happened. But when your granddaughter sees it some 50 years later, she'll just wonder why you kept such a picture of strange people in funny clothes and hair. That's why it's good to record memories properly.
Script. Let's take a look at some ways we can collect and record our memories. Listen to the texts 1 to 4 and match them with the correct pictures A to D.
Number 1. Most people take photographs. You don't need a camera. Every smartphone can take good pictures or videos now. What do you do with them? The best thing is to put them in albums or make photo books. You can write in all the details or funny comments. Number 2. People have written diaries and letters for centuries. Of course, thanks to modern technologies, we don't have to write them by hand. We can write blogs or even make vlogs, video blogs, we can share with our friends. Number 3. Some people prefer digital photos. Don't forget that technology often fails and your precious photos can get lost forever. Always have more than one copy and store them in different places. DVDs, hard drives, or the internet. Number 4. And the last one is to keep all your photos, souvenirs, and small mementos in a big box. It will be fun to open it after 30 years and remember. Ah, that was the best summer camp ever. Or, I remember this Christmas, my brother ate so many cookies that he was sick for 3 days.